Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than 85 million Americans have voted early. 9 million are in Texas. The Texas Secretary of State's office says early voting blew past 2016's total turnout for the election. It's the second state after Hawaii to do so. In Fort Worth, Texas today, vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is among the Democrats working to make inroads among Republicans and spurring other Democrats to get out the vote by November 3rd.
What did I hear? Was it 9 million people have voted so far? Early voting in Texas, 9 million? Now, we know this is no time to let up on the pedal, though, right?
Vice President Mike Pence is saying as much in Arizona.
We're all here for one reason and one reason only. And that is that Arizona and America need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
The presidential rivals are courting votes in the Midwest today. Former Vice President Joe Biden's in Iowa. President Donald Trump is in Wisconsin this hour. NPR has obtained and published an internal document from the federal government that sheds more light on the surging number of hospitalizations of coronavirus patients. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has an exclusive.
The document is a 49-page slide deck. It's dated October 27th, and it appears to be shared with federal government staffers, mostly at the Department of Health and Human Services. There are graphs that show hospital trends, capacity in intensive care units, ventilator use, and more. One slide shows that this week, hospitals in Metro Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Baltimore were more than 80% full. That data and analysis is not being shared with the public, although public health experts say it could be really valuable for understanding where the next hotspots might be. An HHS spokesperson told NPR, quote, "Our goal is to be as transparent as possible while also protecting privacy." Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Actress Lori Loughlin, former star on the TV sitcom Full House, has reported to prison to serve out a 2-month sentence for her part in paying $500,000 in bribes to get her daughters into USC. She and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, pleaded guilty in May. They were among dozens of people to be charged in a nationwide college admission scheme. At least a dozen people have been killed in the Turkish city of Izmir, 2 more on a Greek island when a magnitude 7.0 quake struck. We have more from NPR's Peter Kenyon.
Rescue crews converged on collapsed buildings, searching for survivors amid the rubble. Izmir's mayor said some 20 buildings came down in the earthquake. Izmir is Turkey's third largest city. Damage was also reported on the Greek island of Samos off the...
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. This is NPR News. Damage assessment continues this hour across parts of the southeast after hurricane-turned-tropical storm Zeta brought down trees and power lines. More than 1 million homes and businesses in Louisiana and points northward still did not have electricity this afternoon. It could take days before power is fully restored. Zeta is blamed for 6 deaths. 1 man in New Orleans was electrocuted by a downed live wire. 4 others in Georgia and Alabama died when trees fell on their homes, and a Mississippi man drowned. Hundreds of followers of a hardline Islamist group in Pakistan have tried to march onto the French embassy. There's anger across the Muslim world toward France. NPR's Dia Hadid has details.
The protesters, all men, lit fires and tried to push aside barricades formed of shipping containers to reach the French embassy, which is located behind blast walls and checkpoints. They were repelled with tear gas. The march was led by an extremist group that's meant to be banned in Pakistan, but authorities sometimes turn a blind eye to its activities. Across the Muslim world, there's been calls to boycott France after President Emmanuel Macron said his country would defend freedom of speech, including caricatures that Muslims have found offensive. His statement came after a teacher was beheaded by a militant earlier this month. He was angered that the teacher had shown caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad to a class. Members of one extremist seminary in Islamabad beheaded a paper effigy of the French president before dozens of children. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.